Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Okay, just before the end of the last class, we started talking about trace metals, metals found in living organisms in very small quantities that serve an important biological, important nutritive function in those organisms. And one trace metal that serves a nutritive function is zinc. Zinc assists in a number of processes in humans. But we're going to focus on just one that applies to a number of organisms, not just humans. See, zinc plays a major role in carbon cycling, the conversion of various kinds of molecules with carbon, like carbon dioxide, into other kinds of molecules with carbon that organisms can use. So take respiration. Our bodies, our cells, produce carbon dioxide when they break down sugars. We need to get the CO2 out of our bodies, so the CO2 is converted into carbonic acid, which the blood is able to carry to the lungs. Once the carbonic acid reaches the lungs, it's converted back into carbon dioxide so that we can breathe it out. Now, this whole conversion process relies on a particular enzyme. Who remembers what an enzyme is? Bob?
It's a protein, a specific kind of protein, one that speeds up chemical reactions.
Exactly. Different enzymes assist in different chemical reactions. Now, the one that speeds up the conversion of carbon dioxide has zinc in it. So this zinc enzyme is critical for getting CO2 out of our bodies through the lungs. And it's also extremely important for plants. Bob, can you tell us why?
For making food, for photosynthesis?
Exactly, for photosynthesis. Plants also convert carbon dioxide into different forms of carbon-containing molecules, and the conversion process used relies on the very same enzyme at work in humans. So zinc is also important for plants. Okay, but zinc is scarce in certain environments, and it's particularly scarce in waters near the surface of rivers and lakes and shallower parts of oceans, which might make us wonder how plants could live there at all. In fact, there are a lot of marine plants that survive, that grow and reproduce in surface waters. In particular, there are a lot of diatoms.